We're going out to breakfast for my birthday breakfast. It's the only way I can get her on the bike is if I convince her on my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. You don't really ride much anymore. How come you don't ride much anymore?
I'm a little scared because we have a bunch of kids and I don't know. I want to make sure I'm there for them.
And I had an accident too. That didn't really help.
Oh, that too. Yeah, I trust him. It's the everyone else around us.
Yeah, so we're going local. We're going to go down to Flo's and have some breakfast because I'm a country boy and I want some country gravy. So let's hit the road. It was kind of misty out and now it's like, it sprinkles. For how rare you get on the bike, I can't believe it's starting to rain right now. Police. The clouds look dope though, so I'm gonna take some pictures. Smells like a cow farm out here.
It does.
It doesn't really make me want to eat breakfast, but everybody says this place is the spot. I grew up around this smell, and it's very nostalgic, but unpleasant.
I'm sure it smells good inside.
We'll find out. Say that one more time.
I hate to say it, but this is another great example of me always being right.
Yeah, I was walking around the parking lot trying to take pictures of my wife and stuff, and she was like, we're gonna miss our table, and she was right. We almost missed it. Diner coffee. Yeah. Tastes like watered down tar. It's amazing. Let's see how you like it.
Yeah.
Breakfast was fantastic. This is what I wanted to do for my birthday. How was it being back on the bike after a while?
It was good. It felt nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We didn't go anywhere far, so no lane splitting, no freeways. It was just chilling. We went to Carbon Candy Coffee, had a good time. Thanks for watching, guys. See you later. Also, coming up soon, I got some new upgrades to the bike. So if you saw my most recent video, I put the new Frontmaster cylinder. I'm really enjoying that. I got about 600 miles on it so far. Not a problem at all. Really like it. Super Gear has some other stuff that I was interested in, so I reached out to them. I was like, hey, what can we do about this? So this is what I'll be doing next. super excited about this. One thing I did notice is that if you saw the video, there's a lot of dive on the front end, so I'm really excited to mess with the front suspension, get a little bit stiffer up there, but still have the adjustability to make it comfortable for touring. And I like the adjustability options that they have on this. So got some new trees, inverted front end. It will bolt on directly with my stock calipers, my stock wheel, my stock rotors, everything. So comes with an axle, front suspension, and the trees to mount it all. So I'm looking forward to that. So stay tuned for that, and I'll probably do an install video on that. Maybe I'll go to Jose, maybe I'll do it by myself. Maybe I'll get Evan over here and have him help me with it. But you do have some height adjustability, so you can go almost 2 inches over, depending on where you want to mount the forks in the trees, and then a lot of adjustability as far as compression, rebound, dampening goes. So I'm excited to get this on, see how much better it is than stock, and put some miles on it. So, and also it looks pretty. I like shit that looks pretty. Fantastic little birthday ride. Thanks to my sister for coming over and watching the kids. Thanks to my wife for jumping out on the bike with me. And thank you guys for watching. So I don't think I'm gonna put any of these photos up as prints for sale, because that would be kind of weird. Like, why do you want, you don't want pictures of me and or my wife hung up in your house? You, that's kind of weird. But drink your Monster, be good, put some miles on your bike.